Well, greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome to this edition of the Sounds of Faith. I see the skip there on the intro, but we're here nonetheless, and glad to have you along with us as well today. And you're in for a special treat today in the music. Amen. Miss Tammy Griffin, who's been our church pianist here for I don't know how many years, forever it seems. And of course now, you know, like a lot of us, she is sharing that responsibility with others, you know, as we get older. And but Miss Tammy has written a song, and they sang it as a trio, her and Brother Judd and Debbie and Douglas sang with her in a trio the other Sunday. And boy, it was such a blessing. I don't really know the correct title of the song, but it's God is good, amen, is the main theme of the song. And we're going to feature that song first off today here on the broadcast time. And of course, Miss Tammy will be singing the lead there and playing piano. And Brother Judd and Miss Debbie will be joining her on this good song, God is Good.
You may never know what's in store for your life. You may never know what the future holds. But God is faithful and true, and He cares for you. He is all I need. He is everything to me. He's my fortress. He's my armor. He's the rock on which I stand. He's the one who shed His blood on Calvary. God is good. Yes, He is good. He's so good to me. He's my Savior, and He's everything I need. My God gives strength when we're in pain. He sends sweet peace to help us gain, help us trust. God is always there, just call upon His name.
And the life we live is a gift from God, and our duty is to live for Him. Let others see what God can do for them. He can save their soul. He can set them free from sin. He's our fortress. He's our armor. He's the rock on which I stand. He's the one who shed His blood on Calvary. God is good. Yes, He is good. He's so good. He's our Savior, and He's everything we need. God is good, yes, He is good. He will save your soul. Please don't wait too late. Please accept Him in your heart.
Amen. Well, not only am I Jesus only, amen, I am Jesus everything. And boy, that song talks about that in great detail. Miss Tammy wrote that, amen. Miss Tammy Griffin wrote that song, and I tell you, I'm sure you'll be hearing it again somewhere else down the road, amen. But we'd love to have you come and visit with. Let me give you a personal invitation from the congregation here at Faith Baptist Church. Pastor Goodman, myself, would love to have you come and visit with us here at the church. We're an old-fashioned church. You can tell by that, by the songs that you hear on the broadcast. And you can tell by that, by the King James Bible that we preach out of. Amen. And we're still old-fashioned, fundamental. Amen. King James Bible, preaching, praying, praising, missionary-hearted Baptist church. Love to have you come. And, you know, people say, well, they do this a little different, but they're just like we are. Well, no, things that are different are not the same. They never have been and never will be. And but if you're looking for an old-fashioned church, then we can say that's what we are here at Faith. And let me say again, I say this quite often, we're not the only one, amen. There's a lot of other good old-fashioned churches that God has blessed, amen. But I, you know, I don't go there. And I'll announce their revivals when they come across my desk, and I'll try to help them any way I can. But I don't. That's not my church, amen. This is our church here at Faith, and we certainly would love to have you come and visit it. And if you're looking for an old-fashioned type worship, now this coming Lord's Day, 10 o'clock, we'll begin our Sunday school time, and 11 is our morning worship, 6 o'clock in the evening service, and also on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. We'd love to have you come and visit here at the Faith Baptist Church. Amen. Well, just two more nights of the Crossroads Rescue Missions Jubilee going on. It'll be going on the next week, and then on Thursday and Friday, of course, two preachers each night that night, and then of course on that Thursday morning and that Friday morning there'll be services at 9:30. Amen. I was getting a week ahead of myself. Amen. I thought we was already in Jubilee week. Well, but it's not till it starts Monday. And so don't forget about that. Amen. Right here on the property of Faith Baptist Church, you can find the church, you can find the tent. Amen. Right on the corner of Highway 18 South and 180 here in South Shelby, only 2 miles from the South Carolina state line. Amen. Come on by and pay us a visit here during the Jubilee week or during any of our services here at Faith Baptist Church. Amen. Well, we're going to have one from tradition going to sing for us. Amen. It's talking about how it's still the blood. Amen. That cleanses from sin. Amen.
Once I wandered in sin's black night, there was no way I could make my wrongs right. Then the old accuser to the Lord did cry. He is a sinner, and now he must die. Oh, then I heard a voice saying, Father, I'll go and I'll pay their sin debt on Calvary's flow. I'll bear in my body the marks of the cross to save this child who is sin sick and lost. And it's still the blood that saves from sin. Yes, it's still the blood that cleanses within, from the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea. It's still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. Now there are those who rely on the works that they do, and some men they count on all the times they pray through. But when the battle's over and the last song's been sung, I'll go home through that blood of my Father's precious Son. And it's still the blood that saves from sin. Oh yes, it's still the blood that cleanses within, from the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea. It is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. From the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea, it is still the blood of that brings victory to me.
Amen. Well, it's still the blood, friend. It's still the blood of Jesus Christ that washes away sin. Amen. Well, thank God. Peter said, by his own blood, amen, he washed away and redeemed us. Amen. Well, let's see in our truth for the day. We'll go in the book of Habakkuk. Yes, Habakkuk in the Old Testament, amen. Chapter 3, verse 18, the Bible says here, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Now, there are good times in God's service. You know, God planned it that way. Well, we can give him praise. We rejoice in the Lord alway. The Bible says to rejoice in him alway. Rejoice. And not only in prayer, but praise is mountain moving. Oh, friend, I'm glad, thank God, we can praise our way out of trouble. Amen. Well, I tell you what, today, hey, let's try that. Try that in your life today. Instead of complaining, let's praise God for who he is and for what he has done. And boy, I tell you, I think this truth will come alive. It'll come alive in our life today. Amen. Well, as we get ready to pray, we'll have a season of prayer. I invite you to do that. And I hope that truth will ring in your heart for the rest of the day. Amen. Amen. Let's go to God in a season of prayer here on the Sounds of Faith. Our blessed Heavenly Father, we bow before thee today, humbly asking you, dear Lord, to forgive us of the sins that we may have committed, whether in thought, in word, or deed. God, I know there's things that we no doubt willfully did, no doubt maybe unknowingly did, but nonetheless, we need a cleansing today, and God, we beseech thee that you'll do that on the behalf of thy Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And I pray today that you may continue, God, to strengthen us. God, touch our voice. I'm not sick, Lord, but I guess the usage of my voice and the pollen and things have got a little weak today. But hey, I'm glad, Lord, you can do those things which are impossible for man to do. And I'm asking you, God, to touch us physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally. And I pray, God, that you would just do that which is needful in our own bodies and minds today. Now, Lord, I pray for those that are listening. Many of them, no doubt, are praying right now along with us. And I pray that you'll answer those prayers that they're making unto you today as they are waiting, no doubt, for an answer for us, for a question, an answer to a prayer request, an answer to some situation in their life. But I pray, God, will not forget to give you praise for all that you do. Thank you again, Lord, for your blessings and for your bounty and for you being who you are. I pray this prayer in the name above all names, in the name of thy Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and him crucified, we pray, amen. 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 Well, if you could name one thing right now just off the top of your head, what are you thankful for? What are you happy in God about today? First thing crossed my mind when I looked down at him and saw the next song. This came to my mind. Boy, I'm glad that my past is buried. Amen. Here's the adult choir singing, Jesus buried my past.
Thank you.
my past. Amen. That's our adult choir singing for you today. Amen. Well, we're going to hear from Mama C. Amen. Miss Carolyn Parker Owens, who is enjoying the presence of God today in heaven. And we're going to hear a song that she sang many times. And I tell you, it's a blessing. And I hope you'll enjoy this one from her today. He says, I'd rather have Jesus. Amen.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be a king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be than anything this world affords today. This is my favorite verse. He's fairer than the lilies of rarest blue. He is sweeter than the honey from out of the comb. He is all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be
wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'd rather have Jesus. And I'd rather hear her sing that than just about anybody else I know, because it's such a warm memory and a great blessing to hear her sing that today. Amen. Well, in the Word of God, in Matthew chapter number 4, we've just been reading this one verse, and maybe I hope we're not doing violence to the Scripture. We're springboarding from this and looking at the upper road, taking the high road, I guess you would say. And Jesus is talking to some fishermen here in Matthew chapter number 4. And in verse number 19, and he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway, verse 20 says, left their nets and followed him. Now, granted, let me tell you, let me give you a surety today. If they were following Jesus, they were following him on the upper road. And if you're living for God today, if you're trying to follow him, you're not going to follow him on the lower road. You're going to follow him on the upper road. And we have been studying this and preaching this all week long. And the upper road is a road of satisfaction. It is a road of wisdom. It is a road that is clean. It's a clean road. And today I want you to notice it is a road of usefulness. Usefulness. I don't know if there's any more tragic thing than for something or someone to not live up to their usefulness for the glory of God. There is, of course, we go all the way back, some 2,000 plus now years, when Jesus died on the cross. He was quiet. He didn't say much of anything there on the cross. I know there's the seven sayings of him on the cross, but he said if a man would lose his life, he would no doubt find it. And he gave his life, but he laid down his life according to the purpose and the will of God. You know, an old man visited his son who was a doctor, and he came to that town where his son was practicing medicine, and the young doctor had told his dad that, you know, it wasn't going that great in his practice. And later, the father had saw him go into a free clinic, and there he helped 25 unfortunate people who cannot afford doctoring any other way. And later his father said to his son, I thought you said you were not getting along so well in your practice. If I could help 25 people in an entire month, I would surely feel that my life was counting for something, the father said. But the son said, but Dad, there is no money in that, in it. And the father wisely said, there may not be any money in it, but what is money compared to service to your fellow man? You know, John the Baptist, great Bible character, was called a burning and shining light. And he could not shine until he had burned. Unless we burn, we cannot shine. We ought to be willing to burn for Christ's sake in order that we might shine also for him. The upper road is a road of usefulness, but our usefulness is always determined by our nearness to Christ. Let me give you another one today. The upper road is not just a road of usefulness, but it is also a road of power. And I put these together because they kind of go hand in hand. You know, a railroad engine has a lot of power if that power is used. And you know, if you've got a shovel, You can dig a certain amount of size of a hole. It may take you longer, but you can still dig. Now, if you've got a backhoe tractor, hey, you can get the job done a lot quicker and maybe even do a greater job in doing that. The point of it is, you know, if you've got the talent, okay, let me use this illustration. If you've got the talent of a pipe organ, you ought not to be a harmonica. That's a pretty simple illustration. If you have, if you have a Winchester gun talent, you ought not to be a pop gun. In other words, what we're trying to say is this: hey, if you're on the upper road, live like you're on the upper road. Walk like you're on the upper road. Hey, use your abilities. because you're on the upper road. No, lives are transformed on this upper road of power. And you can go back through history, Bible history, even secular history to some degree, and find people whose lives were transformed by the touch of Jesus Christ in their life. I think about John Bunyan. He comes to my mind. He was a swearing dude, but he was transformed by the touch of Christ. And boy, when he preached the gospel, they threw him in jail. But while he was in jail, he wrote a book, which we have, many have used today. And boy, I tell you, God has a way of getting his usefulness out of his believers. But you know what? As Brother Edgar Thomas, and I think you can still hear him on WWOL out of Forest City at 11 o'clock every morning, as he said one time, and I've never forgotten it, he said, God is a perfect gentleman. He's not going to force himself on anyone. God's not going to make you, but he does want to use you and use me on this upper road.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.